Chapter 6. Does any one of you that has a case against the other dare to go to court before unrighteous men and not before the holy ones? Or do you not know that the holy ones will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you unfit to try very trivial matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? Why, then, not matters of this life? If, then, you do have matters of this life to be tried, is it the men looked down upon in the congregation that you put in as judges? I am speaking to move you to shame. Is it true that there is not one wise man among you that will be able to judge between his brothers, but brother goes to court with brother, and that before unbelievers? Really, then, it means altogether a defeat for you that you are having lawsuits with one another. Why do you not rather let yourselves be wronged? Why do you not rather let yourselves be defrauded? To the contrary, you wrong and defraud, and your brothers at that. What? Do you not know that unrighteous persons will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be misled. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men kept for unnatural purposes, nor men who lie with men, nor thieves, nor greedy persons, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit God's kingdom. And yet, that is what some of you were. But you have been washed clean, but you have been sanctified, but you have been declared righteous in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and with the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are advantageous. All things are lawful for me, but I will not let myself be brought under authority by anything. Food's for the belly, and the belly for food's. But God will bring both it and them to nothing. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. But God both raised up the Lord and will raise us up out of death through his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I, then, take the members of the Christ away and make them members of a harlot? Never may that happen. What? Do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body? For the two, says he, will be one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee from fornication. Every other sin that a man may commit is outside his body, but he that practices fornication is sinning against his own body. What? Do you not know that the body of you people is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God? Also, you do not belong to yourselves, for you were bought with a price. By all means, glorify God in the body of you people.